Hi, my name is Shamika Spencer, and I am currently a PhD student at the University of the West Indies Cahill campus. I'm listed as one of the three inventors with the company Rum and Saga Son. My PhD supervisor, Dr. Legina Henry, is the director of this company, along with her husband, Nigel Henry. And this company hosted an event called Test Drive Zero a few weeks ago, where we demonstrated that an electric vehicle could be run on all fuel. So in this project, my role has been preliminary. I conducted tests in the lab called biomethane potential tests, where I use different quantities of Rum distillery wastewater and sargassum seaweed to determine which ratios would produce the most biogas over time. And these tests usually span for a 30-day period. I would say that this experience has been very inspiring and rewarding, because it demonstrates how small scale work can actually lead to real life solutions that can address global issues. I also believe that Caribbean islands like Antigua and Barbuda should explore the use of sargassum seaweed as a fuel, because sargassum seaweed is not native to the Caribbean. It is an alien invasive species, and it has been affecting us for years. It's very difficult to control the volumes of sargassum seaweed around. So safely removing it from our beaches, it could help to enhance our tourism products, and we know that our tourism product is vital for many of our economies. I do also think that this could be a global venture. Last year, I actually had the opportunity to participate in a semester exchange at the University of San Diego, and there I collaborated with four undergrad students to run biomethane potential tests. And I'm pleased to say that we were successfully able to produce biogas from sargassum locally harvested in San Diego. And since the university has actually continued this project, much like how we are doing here in Barbados, so they have been expanding on their work both in the semesters and in the summers. In terms of the feedback I've received from my research, it has been overwhelmingly positive, I must say. Many people are impacted by the project, especially since sargassum has been a prevalent issue in Barbados and the wider region. And it has been re rewarding for me to see the results of my lab work being utilized to fuel an electric vehicle during the Test Drive Zero demonstration a few weeks ago. And looking ahead, I would say that the future is bright for the project and for those interested in science. There was a sargassum conference held in Grenada this week, where the Rum and Sargassum company was able to store and ship biofuel over there for a similar demonstration using an electric vehicle.